Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Can I point out a low-key sports problem just before we get to ITN? I'd like to point that out. I went back and I simply tried to look for what became of the second-round picks the Blazers got for Gary Payton II.
Yeah.
And you can't. It is impossible to track.
It's because no one owns them. They all just keep getting dealt.
Well, I'm just saying, I think a big problem in the NBA is the fact, and this is true of first-round picks, too. It is impossible to follow the data on who is drafted and where they're going and then who they're traded to. Like, it is a mess.
Take that for data.
It's a mess. You can't follow any of it. That is bad for that sport, and it's bad for that league. Trust me. They need to get seriously, Buck said it best. It's like, okay, yes, I get that the CBA is complicated and some of these deals are complicated,
yeah,
but it shouldn't be that complicated to document, and yet you go to the internet, and you can't figure any
you
of it out.
You gotta look it up, and even the way they have it charted makes
yes,
it hard to understand.
It's like algebra. They still put on the list of who's drafted, they still put the guy who is then traded.
Yeah. Well, it's like on draft night when you know someone's been dealt, but they still make him go up. And
they still wear the hat, and then that dude's draft picture forever is him with the wrong team. It's bad.
This show would like to announce today on the air that is a major sports problem.
You're putting your...
It's a problem.
I did not have you as having hot second-round NBA takes going into today's program.
How about that, boo-boo?
That's why we're unpredictable.
No one saw that coming.
It is June 17, 2025. It's time for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. Hello. Hello! Thank you. Thank you. Please.
Everybody.
Calm down.
You're welcome for me being here today.
Welcome to my presence.
It's brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Today is a wonderful day. It is Global Garbage Man Day.
Oh, shout out to the garbage men out there.
All you studs.
Doing yeoman's work.
Also,
by the way, I got caught in a garbage man lie the other day.
Did you lie to them?
No, I was at a bar.
That's a yes.
And I was playing pool, and the bros came in. Like, it was a nice little quiet bar over in Vancouver I'd never been. I was there with a buddy of mine and my kid. And we were playing pool. And it was just kind of a quiet night. It was kind of low-key. And then the bros showed up. Like a sea of bros.
Yeah, baby!
And the one bro was like, dude. He's like, he came over and he felt my arm. And he was like, you ex-military? You a cop? And I didn't want to get into the conversation with the bro. So I went with, no, I'm a garbage man. I just threw it out there. I don't know why, I just said garbage man.
So we just rolled, brother.
He goes, was too, wasn't he?
His dad was. And he's like,
you have so much in common.
Are you kidding me?
I was like, damn it. He's like, hey, do you know whatever? And I was like, I got caught. And
Did you say yes?
I have no idea why I came up with garbage man. I just was like, I don't want to have this conversation. I'm not interested in talking about whatever it is you want to talk about. So I just thought garbage man was such a weird nondescript thing. And I walked right into a bro conversation.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So did you say yeah? Like, do you know Bill Peters? Yeah, no. You mean old Pete Bill? Yeah.
I had to pivot and do the, I work in Portland. I'm like just visiting my friend in Vancouver. And that took some of the steam out of the conversation, but they were still hot on the whole garbage thing. And I was like, of all the professions that a bro would want to talk to me about, garbage men? And then he wanted to know the difference between working in Portland and Vancouver. And I was like,
what?
Ah! I just thought there was no way.
Did you
way.
Say better trash in Vancouver?
No, we're Portland, we're way better. I mean, come on.
We have better trash here?
We have better trash.
I don't think we do.
I don't know. But just of all the jobs that I could just blow someone off with, I got suckered into one that just I was not prepared for. So kudos to you, broccoli-haired bro, for one-upping me with, my dad.
Hey, you mentioned broccoli.
Yeah.
National Eat Your Vegetables Day today as well.
There you go.
There you go. I'm telling you that.
I like a good asparagus.
I like asparagus.
I'm going top three.
Favorite veggie?
Top three veggies that I eat. Okay. I like a good piece of cooked asparagus.
Okay.
I love cucumbers. In fact, cucumber may be my number one.
Okay.
Big fan of the cucumber. Okay. And I know it's a bastard one, but I enjoy carrots.
Carrots are nice.
Yeah, I like a good carrot.
A lot of sugar in carrots.
You know, the sweet potato is a vegetable.
A lot of sugar. Yeah, that's our problem, Buck, is too much sugar carrot.
Well, yeah, it's not the healthiest vegetable for you.
What do you like?
Well, I stated on the radio that the sweet potato is a vegetable.
Oh.
Did you know that?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Because it's the root.
It's a root vegetable?
Yeah. So that kind of doesn't count, but yeah. I mean, I would go that. I think Brussels sprout is a delicious veggie.
I only like Brussels sprouts when they're cooked very unhealthy. Like,
yeah.
You mix them with bacon and cream. Like, those are delightful, but then you're like...
I don't mind the just cooked Brussels sprouts to me are good.
Roasted with a little... You know, JoJo's does a nice little Brussels sprout.
We also have garlic. You know, garlic is a vegetable.
Yeah, but
that's an addition to things.
Okay.
No one just eats a clove of garlic.
Okay, then I'll go Brussels sprouts, onion, and... broccoli.
Yeah. But again, I find like onions.
Onions an add-on. You don't just like prepare a dish of onions.
Yeah. Again, I think you're cheating.
All right. I'll go Brussels sprouts, broccoli, sweet potato.
Okay.
Fine.
And even that's still.
Is that acceptable?
No, because you're taking sweet potato.
All right. I'll go Brussels sprouts, broccoli,
yes.
Cauliflower.
That's fine. And by the way, cauliflower is the worst vegetable known to man.
You went all cruciferous veg.
God.
Yes, you know your cruciferous.
All those make you fart.
My mom would boil cauliflower growing up, and the whole house smelled like cauliflower.
My grandma would boil Brussels sprouts.
It's awful.
And the stench was terrible.
It's like, oh my God, who farted? Cauliflower farted. Awesome. Now the house stinks. Good, Mom. Way to go, Bull.
Guys, we've got a former you know, you'd think the Jailblazers era was over. Okay,
not if we have anything to say about it with the team we assembled yesterday.
That's
true.
You're
a loser.
We have another Blazer on trial for Rape.
Yeah.
And he is scheduled to go on trial this week in Lake Oswego. And I am speaking none other than Trailblazers great Ben McLemore.
Yeah. Kansas.
Yeah.
Great.
He's a KU guy.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember when this came out. I said maybe 6 months ago-ish when this kind of hit the news.
I saw a thing of him on the news last night. So yeah. I and this was in passing, so I don't want to say that I'm right about this. Mm. But he looked to be in a jumpsuit and behind the glass. Has he been in prison this whole time?
It's possible. Well, I mean, either...
it's possible.
Well,
I'm asking.
You can get denied bail or you can't make your bail. So,
well, yes. I'm just saying I didn't know. I don't know. I just wouldn't, you know how they treat high profile peeps.
Yeah.
I didn't know that he's been in jail this whole time, but it looked like he is.
I'll see if I can get you an answer on that.
So he is.
But I looked at this and there's really no details out there other than he's being accused of, it was first degree rape. And then there was also there was a couple other charges that were unlawful sexual penetration and then the second degree rape as well.
So jury selection is set to begin today. The trial is expected to last 2 weeks. McLemore faces allegations of first degree rape, first degree unlawful, like you said, two counts of sexual, of second degree sexual abuse. The alleged victim describes her as incapable of consent due to mental incapacitation or physical helplessness. So far, authorities have revealed very little about the circumstances that led to the grand jury to issue the indictment. Lake Oswego police said last year that the crime took place in October of 2021 at a home in Lake O. You know who the prosecution is calling as a witness?
Yeah, I saw this. Is it Robert Covington?
Robert Covington.
Yeah,
another former Blazers great.
Yeah.
And if I'm, am I crazy to think that means he's testifying against Ben McLemore?
I don't know if he's necessarily testifying against, but obviously if the prosecution is calling it, they believe that he has information that they want to know. Well, my guess is this is... When you hear, because there's not a lot of details, when you hear incapacitation, my guess is either some sort of party, someone got drunk, someone was drugged, allegedly, and Covington was there or was talking to him. Obviously, it was a friend of
his. Or saw that the girl was incapacitated before she left McLemore, something like that.
And no, it says that...
He's been out?
He's been out. Okay. Says he was released shortly after posting a $500,000 bail. Whoa. He remains his innocence, and so anyway, you know, he is not.
So he's been out.
He's been out.
Yeah.
So that they were probably just showing that when he was originally arrested.
Yeah, that's probably true. Okay. So that's
because most of the time, unless you, and obviously he can afford bail. He played like 12 years in the NBA.
Right.
So unless you're viewed as like an imminent danger.
Well, that's why I thought it was weird that it looked like he was in jail this whole time.
Yeah.
Turns out he was not. So that's that. We now have an official state steak, Jace.
We do.
We does.
Is it the bone-in ribeye? Because it should be.
No, we talked about this.
It's the best steak there is.
We talked about this recently. The Beaver State has added the,
Are you okay?
No.
You're having a stroke.
Hold on. Yeah, the T-bone.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Remember?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So if we talked about this, I do remember us discussing the T-bone.
They put it up for, were going to vote
official,
on it.
Yeah.
And now they officially voted it through today.
Hey, T-bone!
Because they're getting close to the end of the session.
T-bone! I would also state for the record, I never, under any circumstances, order a T-bone.
That's a breakfast steak. That's what you get with steak and eggs, it feels like.
Yeah, I just have never. Yeah, I just.
50-2 vote passed it. So two people hated the idea.
Well, we hated the idea, right?
Well, what should Oregon's official steak be?
I don't know, but remember his explanation? It was just...
It's an homage to the old cattle ranchers, the hardworking ranchers of the olden days.
Well, but also, didn't he have some slightly over-the-top story about how the soft filet part represents the middle of Portland and the rougher, like, is like the... Do you remember this? We talked about this.
I can see that because one side is the filet.
He talked about how the cut itself represents like the people in the state and their distribution. It's just it was a little much.
I can see that. Yeah, because one side is the tenderloin filet, and the other side's like a strip steak or whatever.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Are you ready for this?
I swear you read this to us.
Why the T-bone and not the ribeye? The Oregon cattle women chose the T-bone because the Cascade Mountains split Oregon in the shape of a T-bone. And the cattle and calves were Oregon's second leading agricultural commodity in 2023, when Oregon had 500,000 beef cows and 1.2 million cattle and calves, totaling a value of production of nearly $985 million across all of 36 counties.
Hmm. Okay.
That's not a great explanation, is it?
No, not really. But... hey, I mean, go our, T-bone. So now when we go to steakhouses, are they going to have the Oregon T-bone?
They better not.
Buckle
no one's going to order it.
The Chinook salmon is the state fish. The hazelnut, the state nut. You knew that.
Yeah,
and
of course.
And milk is our state beverage.
Well, I'll tell you that. Do you want to talk about the dumbest thing we have on that list? Milk?
It's not coffee or beer. It's milk.
Who the hell is drinking milk?
They also said, and we talked about this one recently too, but the potato beat out the onion to become Oregon's official vegetable.
Well, now we're just copying Idaho.
Yeah.
Hmm. I would think that the Walla Walla onion, like, I don't like where we're going with this. I'm not a fan.
Representative Mark Owens, who is of Crane, Oregon,
mm-hmm.
He said, make no beef about it. Today, you do get to vote on the T-bone as the state steak, but in all sincerity, as you're grilling this summer and enjoying time with family and friends, please remember ag, the cattle industry, and what they do for the land. And what they do for Oregon's economy.
I'll make a note to remember that.
So there you go.
That's what he wants us to do, right? Just remember it when we're grilling later?
That's right.
Okay.
Don't confuse the T-bone with the porterhouse.
Come on.
Where do you think Portland ranks among cities to staycation?
Oh, I bet we're pretty high because we're kind of far away from everything.
Well, you mean like... No, I mean like just how cool it is to staycation here.
Oh, I was
not
just
like
thinking,
number
I,
of people.
I was just thinking that we did stay here because it's kind of a pain in the ass to get anywhere from here.
It's easy to staycation here because,
it's hard to get a
long ways away. But that's not what the spirit of this is.
It's cool.
Yes. I bet recreation, food and entertainment, and rest and relaxation.
I think we're good. I think we're fairly high.
Hey, guess what? You're going to find out next on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.